Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating Class Reunion Month.
All right.
No.
So everybody go to their class reunion.
You're saying your class was 12 people.
Hey, 35, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry. It really was that many. I thought, okay.
35.
It really was that many.
And this isn't usually when they hold class reunions.
No.
That happens during the summer.
Yeah.
This would be like
July.
Like homecoming weekend for probably a lot of places.
A lot of them do it. They do it all year. I've seen, one happening this in the fall, depending on when people get together, who's put it together. But this is an interesting one. 35 people. You actually could track who the last person alive is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
With 35 people. I mean, anybody can, but that's really would be easy.
Yeah, but even
you should have all their pictures on a wall at your house and just cross them off as they kick.
Yeah, nothing creepy about that.
And put lipstick on your face.
But I suppose
and kill them all so you're the finalist.
You could hold a class reunion in a place where there's a lot of schools around. In the city we live in, where nobody leaves.
Well, that's a good point.
Oh, you can't leave here, Tom.
My
that's
little true. School, they have scattered. I mean,
you guys, because there's nothing there. There's no employment for them.
There's no opportunity.
And I will give people credit in a little bit more. In this city, there's actually a lot of opportunity. But a small town, sometimes there's no opportunity, obviously, where you're at and where Puss was at.
Yeah, my last one was 15 and 6 people showed up.
Yeah. Well, I
saw a picture.
I don't think I would. There's 35 people. That's just let's go have a beer this weekend. I mean,
exactly.
Yours is different, completely different.
It was at somebody's family's farm.
Because Tony, you graduate from local high school here? What, 600 kids? Something like that?
About 400.
400. Oh, 400. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, about 400.
LD, how many people in your school?
At
the time you graduated,
probably about 400.
Yeah, we were about 400 too. Yeah, mine was.
We had 120 in the entire high school.
And how many of those?
All four grades.
You graduated with are still in the hometown.
Probably at least
half.
He knows
their phone numbers.
I bet half.
Only 35. And Craig just went. Craig was a half a year guy.
So half of them are still in town, but only 6 could make it to the class reunion.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Including your tired ass.
Well, that is crazy.
Well, there's a difference between make it and wanted to make it.
Yeah, but it's a bar down the street. They probably walked past it.
No, it
if
was
they
at,
live there.
It was at somebody's parents' farm.
But still in the area.
In the area.
Right.
Yeah.
Craig, you should show up at yours. You went there from, January to May? Well, your actual graduating
late
class.
Late January,
Late January to May. Yeah. Oh, my God, your dad was wretched. That's sad.
It is.
Why don't you stay in Arkansas and finish out? No relatives wanted you?
I don't know. I consider that every now and then, and I don't know.
Yeah. He didn't care either way. He didn't. Look at him.
Yeah, but showing up his senior year in January to graduate, you're right, they didn't know you, did they?
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I was in your high school a couple winters ago looking for your name in the lobby.
Didn't find it.
Couldn't find
it. See it?
No.
Oh, you might not know my real name.
I do, actually. I don't know where you live. I asked teacher, do you remember this guy's name? Craig Evans, not his real name? And he said, no, we never heard of him. I gave him the year. I had your picture with you. I said, I'm really looking for this guy. Yep. Any record of him being here? That's Lincoln East High School, by
now,
the way.
Did your parents give you the option of
staying in Arkansas?
No. I would be bitterly resentful for the rest of my life if that happened. Because I knew quite a few people who moved, you know, during their senior year, but their kids stayed behind, you know, and stayed with friends and just graduated with their friends.
They should just let you have the house on the church grounds there in Arkansas for the last 6 months.
Yeah, that
would have been too much of a party house, would it?
Yeah, that's probably a really good way.
I think that's why they took you. That's why they took you to Lincoln from Arkansas. They go, "Yeah, we leave him here. He's going to really get high a lot."
There's another party at the parsonage.
That was probably involved.
Yes, it was. And he's not safe by himself at 17.
The new pastor wouldn't approve.
Who's the guy in the back?
Of Craig. Yeah,
the old pastor left it for you.
Maybe if you tell the new pastor that there's a 17-year-old boy included with the house, no, you get better clients.
They weren't Catholic. They weren't Catholic. And you have to be 12.
Yeah.
17's way too long in the teeth. That's puberty. You don't want that.
Yeah. Because 17-year-olds, they talk.
They do talk.
They do. Ask the teachers.
And they don't get hit on by priests.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, because they talk, plus they got hair.
Because they talk and they're not as easily victimized.
Now we're pissing off a whole other group of people. Expect the emails this weekend. Man, relax, people.
No, you can pick on them. Just don't suggest that they shut it down.
Oh, that's what you did, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you rework the culture a little bit.
Yeah,
but you know how you rework the culture?
Yeah, you shut it down. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, don't. I'm just joking there.
Yeah.
So happy class reunion day if you're going to one.
Yeah.
You shut it down.
I was the one.
Just for a few weeks.
I went to my last two, and in my last one, and only because it's a trip for me back east to see family anyway, and I mix in the reunion. So that's probably the reason I've been doing it, since I live so far away. I saw one person I hadn't seen in a while that I actually was friends with. But I remember at one point I'm standing in the corner talking to a guy I never talked to. I mean, 400 kids. I never talked to this guy in high school. And we talked. This wasn't a good thing. I'm thinking, we got nothing in common. And hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing? Yeah. What's up? What have you been doing? I didn't talk to you, you know, I've been out of high school a long time. Yeah. I didn't talk to you then. He's probably thinking the same thing. Why are we in the corner? Well, we just kind of got herded there. All of a sudden, it was just me looking at him.
Yeah, talking.
But I felt like an idiot because I was with two of my best friends who I see like every time I'm in Pennsylvania. So I was talking to them. We're all staying in the corner. I'm thinking, why are we all standing here talking to each other? We hang out still.
You guys by the golden tea machine, just playing it.
Exactly.
Talking. And you were actually there because you were hired to kill somebody anyway.
That's right. That's right. Gross point blank.
You had to get that in too.
So you questioned yourself. So you questioned yourself for talking to someone you don't know, and questioned yourself for talking to people you do know.
Exactly. Okay. I wanted to talk to somebody that
I just wanted to.
Well, now there are people. I did see one dude that we actually were pretty good friends in for like 11th grade. We were in the same class together, but we weren't buddies after that.
Right.
So that was a nice conversation to pick up with that.
Okay. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the idea, to talk to friends you actually talk to a lot in high school. And if you didn't talk to that person in high school, what the hell are you talking to him now?
Yeah,
for?
Exactly. Yeah, it was weird.
I didn't care about you then.
You didn't care
about me.
No, and we just happened to be in the same class.
You guys exchanged numbers.
Oh, yeah,
keep in touch.
Yeah,
that's why I don't go to mine, is because there's the handful of people from high school that I care to keep in contact with, I do.
And
the rest of them, I don't care.
Here's another thing for reunions is what's happening. You should be able to go back and say, what's up? And now you can find out if they're an asshat on Facebook. And a lot of people are. I got an email, Craig. I have a distinct honor of being a Spartan alumni with Craig. I don't know if it's probably, it's not the same year, because you can be alumni in different years.
I don't think so.
My dad was a principal there and listens to the show. Was a principal, so he's not anymore. So, did you go to school with a lady named Amanda?
I don't know.
Probably. Well, there's a good chance, yes.
But she has no idea how old you are when you graduate either, so. So they're checking in now. You went to Lincoln East sometime years ago. You went to school with Craig for 3 months. You didn't know him. You didn't know him.
Lincoln. You didn't. You had no idea.
You had no idea.
Sometime between 1960 and 1990.
Yeah, somewhere in that group.
You were in there.
I wasn't 60.
Yeah. Was her last name Hug and Kiss?
Yeah, it was Hug and Kiss, yeah. Finally got a Hug and Kiss to give us a call.
A Michelle Bachmann birthday. Was on this date in 2004, we lost Rodney Dangerfield.
Happy birthday!
Wow, it's been that long. Wow.
Yeah, it's been that long. Never saw him perform.
No, me neither. But
God, but oh man, he was one of the funniest.
When Back to School's on, I'll watch it.
Man,
every time.
I love Easy Money.
Easy Money's funny, right? Yeah.
I still can't figure out the triple Lindy.
Yeah, I've tried.
Yeah.
I'd pay money to see you do the triple Lindy.
I'd pay money to see you practice the triple Lindy.
Especially in Speedos.
That'd be one practice.
Got to be in Speedos.
Rodney wasn't wearing a Speedo.
No, no, but you will be in my
you
mind.
You don't have to.
Naked.
Yeah. Practice the triple Lindy naked.
Right.
And today's International Teachers Day. Be kind to the teachers.
Yeah, that's a tough gig, man. It really is. Dealing with a-holes like kids.
So you're saying exactly. Happy hour today is going to be busy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Amanda graduated in 96, so you're
you'd
have been a little
just missed
her.
Just missed her.
Barely.
Just barely missed her.
You're 95, right?
She's also the show therapist.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah. Eventually, she'll get back to you with your diagnosis. She asked me a couple of questions days ago.
We need to get a picture of you up in the lobby at your high school because you're a famous broadcaster in the area. And Todd and I's high schools aren't anywhere around here, so we're not famous in our hometowns anymore. You're famous in your hometown.
They don't know me.
Yeah, but it'd be great to have your photo up there. Craig Evans.
That would be great. Class
he was here for 2.5 months.
Yes, there you go. Seriously.
Hey.
You're an alumni.
Who else is famous from Lincoln East?
I'm probably sure there's
football,
several.
A couple of football players, probably.
What do you should do?
Serious. Probably some football
people who have done well. There was a chick who was trying to break into the porn industry, and she had some naked pictures.
That wasn't Lincoln East, was it?
No, it was a Catholic school in Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So you should do the same thing. Take some naked pictures in
front of
your
Lincoln East. In front of Lincoln East.
Yeah, just to say.
I find it remarkable.
Okay.
2.5 months ago, they graduated.
Well, like, obviously, all your
you
credit,
know enough.
All your credits must have transferred, right? Yeah,
I guess. Apparently,
from dumb Arkansas.
Yeah. I will tell you this though. At dumb Arkansas, the high school was tougher than the one in Nebraska.
Oh, that's a shot across the bow to Lincoln East.
Don't you say that. Don't you say
no,
that, Craig.
I said Nebraska. Because they're
well,
just
going
along
you went to
Nebraska.
One school.
Well, yeah, but they are complying with Nebraska requirements.
Craig, you don't talk about my state. Do you?
Especially the education from a Tony.
We have the best high schools.
All right.
You take it back, Craig. Take it back.
All right. We'll start that campaign.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm looking
to
at
honor
the,
Craig Evans.
I'm looking at the list of notable alumni for that high school
from Lincoln East. That's in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That is a loose definition of notable.
Well, they
so you could be in.
They are in high school. They usually are loose definitions because you'll find, you know, depending how far they dig
well,
into
just
it,
just people that are like doctors and stuff.
Well, that's
like,
well, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's a better notable thing, I think, than a javelin thrower. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, if the guy is an educated man and did something with his life, it's a hell of a lot better than a.
It's Lamar.
Lamar.
Unless he holds the school javelin throwing deserves the recognition.
But there's other plaques for that, you know? I was at LD school a lot this year, too, and I haven't seen your face up there either, so.
They don't remember me.
I know. Yeah.
Are you at least on, the Wikipedia page? Are you notable on the Wikipedia
He's
page?
He's LD from Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, you are notable on the Wikipedia page for your college.
My college, I was. Somebody edited me out of the high school one.
That's understandable.
I'm listed as a notable
Brett Michaels is obviously one of the famous guys from my school. And then there's a bunch of doctors, a screenwriter. The guy that wrote Seven, the screenwriter Seven. That dude went to my high school. Don't know him. He's younger than me.
I don't get a mention on the Arizona State notable page.
You should.
But the Minnesota State Moorhead, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm notable there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last I checked.
That's where the chant was Moorhead, right?
Yeah.
Everybody
yelled
that from the stands? Okay.
And many complied.
I don't get a mention at my high school because it doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
That's right.
Yeah, you should be.
It's gone.
That's sad.
Yeah.
They've consolidated?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, about 5 years ago or so, I think. Took down all my plaques with all my athletic records.
Or our pilot buddy, his kids go to your high school.
Oh, Craig, there you go, Craig, school. Yeah.
So you know, this notable alumni from that high school.
From your high school?
Yeah, you must have to nominate yourself.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And then hope that they go,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, isn't that how that who's who thing works?
Yeah,
well,
that's a paid thing.
You pay for your entry?
Yeah, but
I expect better from that high school.
Well, you are notable.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you're a broadcaster.
Well.
All right. We'll get that work. We're working on that.
No, that's not.
Yeah. We're working on that.
Why do you expect better when obviously the program was just to get you the hell out of there?
I like to let those things go.
Yeah. So they were No Child Left Behind before it was cool.
Best ever.
I don't
best
think so.
Ever.
I don't think so.
Since I went there,
they could have just handed you
and I think everyone
the
says
first
this
day.
About their own place. Since I went there, it's the best ever.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
Right, because you have nothing else to compare it to. Therefore, it's the best ever.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't go to any other high school, so the one I went
to,
as far as I know, the best ever.
Exactly. So there.
I mean, I knew kids that went to other high schools, but I never took a class or anything there. Never hung out for any extended period of time.
So you were naturally a rival.
Yeah.
We should get Tony's name up at his high school.
That would be easy.
That'd be Burke High School in Omaha, Nebraska. Just have a big picture of him and right below it, Black Tony, it says.
Yeah. Black. Some people just call him Tony.
Yeah. Some people call him Tony.
Some people deface him. Yeah.
Probably go right.
Yeah. I'll go deface him myself.
You're smiling.
Yeah, I'll go deface.
They may have had a similar program, too, where they just try to get you the hell out of there as soon as possible. Do you recall your class rank or GPA?
He was bust.
I was bust. That's what it was saying. Bust.
He was bust. Yeah. No, actually, they got a lot of brothers in their football team.
Were you at least like a B student?
No.
Or did you care?
No,
you didn't care.
I didn't care. I just wanted to get through.
He was a class clown.
Just get by.
You know, if I remember, I was about middle of the pack.
Yeah, I was totally
like
middle.
C and D's.
I was totally middle.
Yeah.
I was totally middle. 400 people. Somewhere in the middle.
95
and
people.
I didn't care.
I was in the lower.
Exactly.
And it's funny, two of my best friends were right, we were like four people from each other the whole time. We used to laugh about it. Hey, I'm above you now.
Yeah. And that was the only time you cared, was when you happened to look at it.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm 201. Hey, what are you? I'm 205. Yes.
Yeah, see, I graduated fourth. I remember that.
But 35 people.
But the kick in the shorts was on a college application, I couldn't put I was in the top 10% of the class.
No, you weren't, because you weren't.
I wasn't.
Right.
But I graduated fourth.
Yeah.
I did the absolute
I know, but
minimum.
That's not top 10%.
It's not. Yeah. It's not top 10%.
Yeah. How big was your graduating
class? About 400.
Okay, 400, so you were about half.
I was right in the middle.
Yeah.
I was always right in the middle.
I didn't even crack the upper third.
Yeah.
And I graduated with 95 people.
Yeah. And you were actually a smart student, right? Or you didn't really care?
I didn't care.
He had a briefcase. Of course he was.
But you still didn't
smart.
Care.
So you were above the midway line, Todd.
34 to be exact.
Okay.
Out of 95.
34 sounds great until you
really
say out
good.
Of 95. Yeah.
Yeah, compared to the other people in this room.
Right. Yeah, but even then.
Or at least. Two of us.
Yeah, that was second to last in my class.
I don't know about Tony or Len. They may have been in the top 10%.
No, college was a shock to me because I totally phoned it in high school.
Yeah.
And in college, you actually had to read and study. And
a little bit,
Yeah, I wasn't into that.
See, that's why you major in broadcasting.
Yeah.
So you don't have to read and study.
He did.
Well, there's other core requirements they make you take.
There is. A lot of them. Yeah, I had a lot of them. Yeah.
Right. If it was just all. Plus,
I had a ton of core requirements.
No, actually, the news, the ABC news anchor taught the radio and TV class when I was going to the school.
But once again, you had the core class you got to get through.
In Minnesota.
You know, I had biology, all that crap.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing that. But when I went to Arizona State, I could have taught the broadcast classes.
Yeah.
I knew more than the teachers there.
Yeah.
See, when I went there, there were like, you had to have those core classes, but there were some easy core classes.
Oh, I agree
with
that.
You could skate around the really hard ones.
Right.
Like, I remember I took like geology, soils, and landforms instead of, you know, straight up
three things
biology.
You masturbate with, by the way. Soils kind of hurt. It's kind of gritty, the soil.
Especially the landforms.
Yeah. I took astronomy, you know.
I took astronomy.
I cheated.
And then I realized that there's a bunch of math involved.
No, not the one I had.
Oh, no.
That's the Big Dipper. You get an A. Yeah.
Really?
It wasn't that easy, but it was.
That's
that
what I was looking for. Yeah. I thought, well, we'll just sit in the planetarium.
Yeah,
no.
We did.
Look at stars, and occasionally a Pink Floyd laser light show will bust out. And then, no, there was a bunch of math involved.
And I flunked horribly.
Now, we were supposed to have a 4-hour lab with that class. TA didn't even want to be there. She'd come in, just lead us through it, say, okay, now write this answer down. Let's all go home.
You are the embodiment of what they want for an advertising when they advertise yeah. University of Omaha, Nebraska. They love the pusses on their commercials.
I would suggest they don't.
Apparently they don't. It was easy. It sucked. Nobody cared. All
right. I want to apologize to Pink Floyd for just a second. I used to think they were. Because my introduction to them was in college, really, because we didn't have much rock radio in high school. And I got sick of The Wall.
Yeah, well, I was in the Shine On You Crazy Diamond a lot more than The Wall.
Yeah. And then the other day, I was listening to The Division Bell.
Oh, yeah. Were you high?
I think so.
There you go. Well, of course it's great.
Keep Talking.
Floyd, man.
Is a brilliant song.
Yeah. Especially when you're high.
Even when you're not.
Well, I'll have to figure that out.
I might never know that one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.